Masechtas Maaseros, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. In the last Mishnah, we discussed a fig tree growing within a chatzir itself. Here, the Mishnah discusses other fruit. Mishnah Tes. Gefen shi netua b'chatzir, a grapevine that's planted in a courtyard. Neitel eskol ha'eshkol, the person's allowed to take an entire cluster. This is according to the first opinion, Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon holds that one cluster, a whole cluster, even though there's many grapes, is considered one unit. And like we saw by figs, you can eat them one by one. Here you can take a whole cluster, eat it, and then take another cluster, one unit at a time. V'chein b'rimayin, similarly by pomegranates, you can take one pomegranate, even though there's many little seeds in it. V'chein b'avtiach, and same with melons, even though they're very large, and people eat small pieces of them at a time. One melon is a unit, and you can take them one by one. Divrei Reb Tarfon, these are the words of Reb Tarfon, that's Reb Tarfon's opinion. Rabbi Kiva says he disagrees. He says, Megarger ba'eshkol, he has to pick one grape at a time from the cluster. And we look at the individual grapes as the units, and they have to be taken one by one. You can't take the whole cluster. Upayrit bariman, and he has to pick out one seed at a time from the pomegranate. Veseifes ba'avtiach, and he has to cut off one thin piece at a time from the melon to eat them. Otherwise, if he would take the whole thing, it would be like combining multiple fruit together, multiple figs. In the last Mishnah, that together with the combining the fruit, which is a basic level of processing it, and it being in the chutzer, it's going to make it set for Meister, so that he would not be able to snack on it until he took off Meister. Kusbar, if there's coriander, she's ruah b'chutzer, that's planted in the chutzer, in the courtyard. Mekartem, he can cut off one leaf at a time and eat the leaves one at a time, but if he combines more than one, then chayv, he's going to have to take off meiser before eating. Hasia, these are other things growing in his chatzar. If he has sia, savory, ve'ezev, and hyssop, ve'hakornis, and oregano, shebechatzar, that are growing in his chatzar. So these things sometimes would grow wild, and they would be hefker. And if they're hefker, then they're not going to be obligated meiser. But these ones, imhayu nishmarim, if they were being guarded, that means that it wasn't hefker. It was something that he was cultivating and watching and wanted to keep it. Then chayavin, they are going to be, in general, chayav and meiser, because since he's guarding them, they're not going to be hefker. Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah over here speaks about if you have a fruit tree, that part of it, the trunk is in one area and the branches are extending into a different area, and the halachas that pertain to this in several different types of halachas. Let's see. Mishnah Yud. Te'ena shi'a medes b'chatzer v'neita lagina. A fig tree that's standing inside a courtyard, the trunk is in the chatzer, v'neita, and the branches are leaning lagina into a garden outside the chatzer. And he's standing in the garden and he wants to eat from the fruit that are hanging out in the garden, so he's not in the chatzer. Though the trunk is in the chatzer. Still, eichol kedarka yupater, he can eat kedarka in the usual manner, even by taking more than one. You can take two or more figs at a time, even though in the chatzer he's not allowed to do that. But since he's not in the chatzer, and the fruit that he's picking is not in the chatzer, so these fruit didn't go into the courtyard, they're not set for meiser, and he can eat in his usual normal fashion. I met his begina v'neitel chatzer. If the trunk is standing in the garden outside the chatzer, and the branches are going over into the chatzer, and he's standing in the chatzer, so then he has to treat it like a chatzer, fruit in the chatzer. Eichel achas achas pater. If he eats them one by one, he's pater. He doesn't have to take off meiser. He can snack from them vim tzirif. But if he combines more than one chayv, he's going to be obligated to separate meiser before eating from the fruit. Now it speaks about other halachas. I met his ba'aretz v'naitu l'chutz l'aretz. If the tree is standing in Eretz Yisrael and the branches are extending out into chutz l'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, the obligation for meiser, at least in Midaraisa, is only in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, in some places there was a chiyuv midrabanan, other places not, but there's no Midaraisa obligation for taking off meiser. So here you have fruit that are on branches extending outside of Eretz Yisrael. Or if it's the reverse case, b'chutz l'aretz v'naita l'aretz, if the trunk is in chutz l'aretz and the branches are reaching into Eretz Yisrael. So regarding these halachas, hakol haylach achar ikar, everything goes after the trunk. Regarding the obligation for meiser, If it's where it's grown, that depends on where it's getting its nutrients from, wherever the trunk is. So if the trunk's in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv in Meiser Midaraisa. If the trunk's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not chayv in Meiser Midaraisa. Next halacha, ubebatei arechayma, regarding the halachas of houses in a walled city. So this is speaking about selling property in a walled city. It has unique halachas. The halachas of selling property in a walled city are that the seller has the right to redeem his property for the first year, and then after that year, if he does not redeem it and buy it back, then it goes permanently to the buyer, and even on Yovel doesn't return. Other lands return by Yovel. But land sold in Batei Arichema, and houses in a walled city, they have 1 year to be redeemed, and then they become permanently sold and do not return by Yovel. The same would apply not just for houses, but the same would apply for any land and trees that are sold within the city. So here it speaks about trees that the trunk is in one place and the branches are reaching out to another place. Ubatei Arichema, regarding trees in a walled city, that the special halachas of houses in a walled city, hakol hilach achar ikar, this also goes after the trunk. So if the trunk's in the walled city, then it has the halachas of the walled city, that it can be redeemed within 1 year, and after that, it's permanently sold. If the trunk, even if the branches are outside the city, if the trunk's outside the city and the branches are in the city, so then it's not considered within a walled city, and it goes by the halachas of sale of property outside the walled city, which is different, that you cannot redeem it for the first 2 years, then you can redeem it whenever you want, and even if he doesn't redeem it, it will automatically come back to him on the Yovel. So everything goes after where the trunk of the tree is. The next two cases, two different halachas, are different. Uba Ari Miklat, regarding the Ari Miklat, these are the cities of refuge. Someone who kills B'shegig inadvertently, he runs to the city of refuge, and the Goel Hadam, the close relative of the dead man, is only able to kill the murderer if he's outside the Eir Miklat, but as long as he's in the Eir Miklat, and not only in the Eir Miklat, but in the 2,000 Amos radius around the city, so then he's safe. The murderer is safe in that city as long as he's in the city. What if you have a tree that's on the edge of that 2,000 Amos border, and the trunk's in the border, and the branches are out, or vice versa, the trunk's out and the branches are in? So regarding Ari Miklat, the city of refuge, Hakol Helech Achar Naif, which literally means everything goes after the branches, but the Rav says over here it means af achar naif, even after the knife. That means even whether the trunk is in the city or whether the branches are in the city, either one of them will make the tree have a status that is considered part of the Ari Miklat, the city of refuge, and if he's anywhere on the trunk or on the branches, and either part of it is within the 2,000 Amos radius of the city, so then he will be protected, and the Goel Adam will not be able to harm him because he's considered within the walled, within the Ir Miklat. Similarly, with the case, another halacha, Ubi Yerushalayim, regarding Yerushalayim, and this is referring to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni was brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, and the halachas are that outside of Yerushalayim, one is able to take fruit of Maaser Sheni and redeem them onto money. But inside Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to redeem it onto money. He has to eat the fruit. And inside Yerushalayim, he can eat it. Outside Yerushalayim, he cannot eat it. So if you have a tree that's in Yerushalayim, the branches are leaning out, or vice versa. Outside Yerushalayim, and the branches are leaning in. What status does it have? So if Yerushalayim, akol olech achar hanayif, everything goes after the branches, which again, the Rav explains this is similar to the previous case. It means even after the branches, that if either the branches or the trunk, either one of them is in the city and part of the tree is out of the city, so then we give it the stringencies of both areas. And therefore, on any part of this tree, he won't be able to redeem the fruit onto money, because potentially this is considered in Yerushalayim, nor will he be able to eat the fruit because it's potentially outside Yerushalayim. So whether it's the trunk or the branches, either one of them will get the stringencies of both in and outside Yerushalayim.